It's fair to say that the performance levels last weekend were nowhere near what we have been producing. But, we've got momentum, like you say. And as a result of that, the players have found ways to win football matches. And that was no more evident than Saturday against the good Hartlepool team, by the way.
Yeah, and at this stage of the season, are you really concerning yourself with performances as long as the points keep ticking along?
Myself personally, I think it's important that you get the level of performances back to where we were, Plymouth away and Morecambe at home and, Wickham away. We want to be at those levels again. But like you say, if you can't get to those levels, it's important you still keep that points tally going. And, I'm greedy. I want both, mate. You know that.
In terms of the squad that you've got at this moment in time, it happens a lot, and I don't know why it happens in football, but when you're on a good run, the treatment table seems more empty than it's ever been. And it happens at so many clubs. At the moment, you've got some terrific choices to make, haven't you?
Some very difficult choices. And you're right, it's like that. I always remember being my first step in coaching and was the youth coach. And whenever the FA Youth Cup came round, all the kids were fit. And it's the same now, like you say, when people are winning football matches up and down the country, they've got difficult decisions to make. And I had the biggest decision I had to make on Saturday, leaving Jordan Flores out to get Brad Potts back in. And he was desperately unlucky, but the response from him was terrific on the Friday when I pulled him and told him to the response when he went on the pitch and won us the game. Because what he did do is he brought us the composure that I felt was missing Saturday from our game.
You go to Luton this weekend.
Yes.
Would you say it's fair to say they're one of the better sides to have come to Bloomfield Road?
I think they were on the day. But, it's like you look at the league and you look at the teams. You look at Hartlepool on Saturday and how they came and performed. There are no easy games in this league. It's impossible to say that, they'll win that this week at such and such because of the competition that it is, We saw what a difficult game it was for us at Newport, and then Luton went there after us and drew. So it showed you the value of our win there. But there is no easy game in this league, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think it's 1-8 in the league for them at this moment in time. They're going through maybe a sticky period at the moment, but you'll have seen enough of them to know that they can come out of that.
And that's the same with most teams in this league. You see teams go on runs and they'll win 6 on the trot, and then the same group of players can lose 3 or 4 on the trot. It's that consistency and the mentality that's so important.
What sort of opposition are they, Gary?
The good footballers, from what I hear, he's got, he's had some money and he's spent it wisely on the people that they've brought in. The boy Hilton from Oxford amongst them. And so we know it's going to be a game of football. It'll be a good pitch. So, we've got some momentum going and it's all about us and how we go about it and how we go and apply ourselves and take the learning from Saturday's game into this week's game, from the Hartlepool game.
Is there any points tally at the moment, Gary? 75 got you in the playoffs last season in League Two. You're on 60 at the moment. We hear from other managers in the county that there are a points tally that they're happy to go public with. Is there a certain area that you want?
Yeah, as many as possible, mate. I understand the averages and managers say, that should get us and that should get us. But there are instances where, the norm doesn't happen. And so our focus is we've got 7 games left. The next one's Luton and we're concentrating on trying to get as many points from that game as we possibly can. And that will be our philosophy right through to the end of the season.
So 21 points is the target then?
Very good, like it.
Just finally, you've got decisions all over the park and Dean Linus is certainly one of them. Made a crucial save for you last weekend and I think was named in the team of the week as well. He's a good story, isn't he, for someone who's been patient and waited for his chance?
Yeah, very much so. The save last Saturday that you're referring to in the second half was a wonderful save. It really was. And not only was he ever so good to get down that low, but he was so strong with his hand to keep it out as well. And it was a crucial save because a crucial time of the game. And people talk about match-winning saves. That was a match-winning save for us. And he's been brilliant, like you say. He's been patient. He's had the competition with Sam and he's pushed him all the way. And then Sam got injured. Dean's had his chance and he's took it, I'm going to use a pun here, with both hands, Andy.